Mondo, Gino.
How you doing, Tony? What's going on?
Right now I'm in my workshop looking at all my work.
Looking at all your work? What kind of work's that?
I do pipes, like one-hitters.
Okay. Well, listen, yeah. I want to ask you first, is it okay if we record this for a podcast on our site?
Sure.
Okay, just wanted to get that out of the way. Well, listen, before we get started about the new movie, I'm going to ask you a question I know you've probably answered a million times. You even addressed it in your act a little bit. But just for our listeners' sake, to talk about, how is it that you and Cheech Marin got together? How did this happen?
We got back together.
How did you get together originally? We're going to talk about the back together.
We met up in Canada, and I was running a topless improv nightclub, you know, where we had actors and strippers interacting, and we needed a straight man, and a mutual friend told me about this little guy that was up there from the States, and I met him and I liked him and hired him, and next thing you know, when the group broke up, we just stayed together.
Well, when was that moment that you realized that the two of you had this special kind of chemistry and timing, and that you had something really pretty special?
Probably right in the beginning. I knew I had never done any comedy before I started doing it, you know, on stage at the club, and I was just totally in love with it. But I always felt more comfortable with a partner. You know, I hadn't gone into the stand-up part yet. And when I met Cheech, it was just a natural fit, age-wise, everything. You know, if he was a woman, we'd still be married.
So what happened then? What caused the hiatus?
It's a natural. It's a natural hiatus. You know, he was a kid when I met him, and he had to go off into the world and make his own, you know. Up until then, you know, he was doing everything that I was telling him what to do.
Uh-huh.
And he was almost, especially with the movies, he got typecast into the Pedro role.
Right.
You know, for like six movies. And he just had to get out of that, you know. And so, in that, our little stint was over. You know, we did our obligatory seven movies, and that's it. And it was time, and I had to go explore my stand-up roots, you know, because I'd done a partner, but I'd never done a solo, you know, and so I had to learn to be a solo, and I had to put in the years that it takes to be a solo, and mm-hmm. put that in, and then I got tired of being alone, and I got my wife involved, and so then now I have a female partner,
right,
and that worked out really well. So that when Cheech and I got back together again, you know, Shelby came with us, and so she's in the show, and so I've got the best of all worlds. You know, I got my wife, my best friend, partner, and his son, and we're just having a blast on the road.
Well, you could tell by the movie. So how did you guys know it was time to do this again, to get back together and start it back up?
Well, we've been trying, you know, half-heartedly over the years, you know. But it was about 2003. My daughters, Ray Dawn and Robbie. Ray Dawn wrote a movie called Blunt. It's Blunt.
Right.
Cheech and Chong. And Robbie was going to produce a movie. And they even got a deal at got us signed up at New Line Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to jail, and that threw a big. wrench into that stopped everything, and then when we come out, the deal had evaporated, you know.
Right.
And so then Cheech and I decided, well, you know what, we better get on the road anyway before we do anything, you know, movies. Let's get on the road and see if we can, you know, still do what we've always done. And we did, and everything just worked out so well. Almost scary.
Well, you know, and I noticed that you work in the jail routine as part of your routine now, and you talk about it a bit, and you have some fun with it. Do you think that maybe that might have been a good thing to happen to your career? Are you getting a really good kick out of that now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. It was a defining moment of my life, not only my career, but my whole life, you know, was pointed toward that type of, you know, when I was a kid, when I was 15 years old, my mom used to rent out rooms in our house to people, and it started out as one guy. He just got out of prison, and so he came and stayed with us, and he was a model tenant, and he used to tell me all about jail, and then I had another tenant come in, and he'd been in jail, and we were like a halfway house, and so I knew all about, I had all these stories about jail in my head growing up, and so there was something very cosmic about it, that I would end up in jail.
Yeah. Well, now let's talk about this movie that you have going on. I just ran it actually last night, had a few friends over. We had a good time watching it. And I got to tell you, everybody had a blast in watching it. And I had some real good Cheech and Chong fans here who were just ecstatic to see you guys back together. Can you tell me how this movie came together, how it all came to be?
We, as soon as we got back on the road, our managers, respectively, you know, Ben Fagan over at Anonymous and Josh Klein his own company, they went out shopping, and Weinstein's were in you know, there. They wanted to do a concert movie. So it was our managers that did the shopping. And now they're waiting for me to finish a script so they can shop a movie around.
So there's another Cheech and Chong scripted movie coming?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Can you give us a sneak preview of what we can expect in that?
Well, you know, it's a rewrite, and we're... what I wanted to do, I wanted to go back to our roots. I wanted to do Up in Smoke 30 years later.
Ah.
And
so is this a continuation of those characters?
Yeah, the Pedro Mann characters.
Oh, wow. Those are my favorite from the albums as well.
Yeah. Those are the guys that need to reunite in a movie, you know.
Well, we're definitely...
We got to hear those two guys together, you know, with their philosophies and their... Can't wait, man.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that. Well, let me ask you another question about the show, the movie that we just saw. And I noticed that, as well as new material, you brought out some of the real classic old bits, but I noticed that you reworked them in some ways and added things. And what was the philosophy behind that? Are you just tired of the old ways, or are you trying to freshen them up? What's the feeling behind that?
Yeah, that's basically it, you know. When you're on stage, you know, you want everything to evolve. Everything does, you know, and if it gets a little stale, even though the joke's working, you know, it's time to change. You know, you need to change all the time. Yeah, you constantly need to change. And, you know, some comics, Steve Martin says, when you start doing your third 45-minute set, that's the time to bail. But I disagree. I say you can do comedy on stage until you die on stage, basically.
Right. Well, George Carlin certainly proved that.
Yeah, because the older you get, the better timing, you know, the deeper the comedy should be.
Sure.
That's the way I look at it.
Now, you also have a new studio album out called, is it Rise Up?
Rise Up, what's that? Oh, is that the Cypress Hill?
Well, there's a advertisement inside this DVD for what looks like a comedy album from you guys called Rise Up. Is that true?
God, I don't know. I don't know what they're talking. It must be a added feature or something.
Okay, because there was an insert in the DVD that just came out.
Might be someone else's act.
Ah.
You know, Weinstein might be cross promoting somebody else's act.
Okay.
I don't know anything about that one.
Well, is there another studio album coming out?
No.
So there's no plans to go back into the album business.
No. No. There's really, I mean, what do you call an album? You know, they're downloading.
Well, that's true. That's very true nowadays. But I think that people still do put together compilations and CDs and such and release material. So there's no plans for that, though.
No. We're movie people. Once you get into movies, everything else just takes second backseat. You know.
Now the live stage performance is still going strong. I see you're in the middle of what, a second or third tour since you've been back together?
The second tour.
Second tour.
Yeah.
This one's called Keep It Legal, right? Or Make It Legal.
Get It Legal.
Get It Legal.
I like Get It Legal because you can get it legal at the pharmacy and you can get it legal in the courts. You know.
Now, is it true that you were one of the first people to have a legal sort of marijuana membership, if you will?
I had the first card. Jack Herrera, who just died recently, he called me up. He says, I found a doctor. This is what, after they passed the first medical, you know, saying it was okay to have a plant and, you know, for a caregiving thing.
Right.
And so he called me up, and we found this doctor, and they weren't issuing cards, so we typed a letter up and then shrunk the letter into a card, and I still got it.
So I assume you carry that around.
Yeah, I carry it with me.
Do you still get hassled?
I showed it to the feds when I got busted, and they just laughed.
Do you still get hassled?
No, not at all.
Well, I tell you what, it's so great, and I know we're running out of time here, it's so great to see you two back together again and to watch the film. And we're looking forward. Do you know about a timetable for the Pedro Man movie that we might see soon?
Look for us to be shooting it probably maybe this summer. You know, if all goes well, maybe a Christmas release. That would be the best of all worlds.
And how many tour dates do you have left on this tour?
You know, I don't know. I think something like 30 or 40. I don't know. I have no idea. I think we finish sometime in July.
Now, is the tour just the United States, or are you taking this worldwide?
No, we're just going to do the States. I don't want to do worldwide. We did Australia last time, and I'd rather not.
What about, like, Canada or...
Well,
you're from Canada.
Canada. I consider North America, you know. But, no, I want to ease into movies again.
Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. And watching the film, you've really incorporated Shelby into the act pretty extensively.
Yeah. Well, she's even more so in the second show. She's even more in it. And then the movies, I got to write her a part, but she's going to have a nice part there.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having fun and just making a heck of a comeback. It's got to be rewarding to know that, you know, what you had back in the 70s wasn't just so dated and could come back again. That must have been a concern.
Not really. No, not really. I mean, we know what we can do. You know, I've been on stage, you know, all my life now. And, you know, and comedy, once you get the 10 years in, then you can handle anything on the stage. You know, there's nothing anybody can do. When I first started out comedy, you know, I started out with barely 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build, and now I can go for a couple hours if I had to, you know.
Well, it was absolutely fantastic to see you again, to see the act again on the DVD, and I'm looking forward big time to the Pedro Man one. That's going to be a highlight, I think, over here.
You're going to love that. We'll be talking again, I guess, when that gets released.
I hope so. Hopefully we'll get the both of you on, but it's been I got to tell you, it's been an honor and a pleasure. You know, I don't want you to feel old or anything, but I grew up listening to the old albums. That was a big part of my growing up.
I love it.
We all used to go to school, and I went to Catholic school, and we still, even in Catholic school, we'd all be repeating, you know, the nuns wouldn't like it so much, but we'd be repeating, especially Sister Mary Elephant. Boy, we got a lot out of that one. She had a presence at our Catholic school, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, she did. Were you class?
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Yeah, the whole shut up. We had it, but it cost us detention now. Don't get me wrong. You got me a couple hours of detention now. I'm not going to lie.
I can see that, too. Yeah, I love that.
But it really was a pleasure to talk to you. I wish you nothing but success. We look forward to the other film, and I hope to be talking to you then.
Okay, bro.
All right, you take care, man.
Take care now.
Bye.